Before we start explaining the brachas of Birchas HaTorah, I would like to give a little hakdama, a little background to the brachas of Birchas HaTorah and their importance. The Ramban, in his list of mitzvahs that he says the Rambam left out, in Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Tazvav, says, "Shenitztavnu l'hoides Hashmoyis Barach, that we have a tzivoy to give hodah to Hashem, v'chol eitz shenikr b'Torah, when we read from the Torah, al tova gdola shaslanu, and the great tova that He did for us, b'sitei Torah seilenu, that He gave us His Torah, but the enu ha'maisim ha'ritzuyim l'fanav, and that is to be known, the maisim that are ratzuyid l'fanav, shebehem danchil chayelam haba, with them, v'bizaycha tu chayelam haba, t'inherit chayelam haba, v'kshar nitztavnu b'brocha achar kol achilo." And just like we were commanded in the bracha of after every achila to thank Hashem, kein istavnu b'zeh, so too we have a commandment to make a bracha on the Torah. There's a machlokes in the Achrayim if the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that it's the birachas of Birchas HaTorah d'oraisa. Just he holds it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, but he agrees to this, that the Ramban says, and that's also the shita of the Chinuch, and the Rajbo, Rashbats, and others, that it's a d'oraisa, just the Rambam says, you don't count it as a bracha by itself. It's the same mitzvah as the Limud HaTorah. Or the Rambam disagrees, and he says that the Birchas HaTorah is only midrabanan. The Shagasari asks, at the Rambam, assuming that the Rambam holds that Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabban, that the Gemara says, "Amal of the Aretz, what was that soul destroyed for? That was that Shaul Neviim Chacham, Blip Yeshua, Atcha Bakhosh Baruch Hu Pirshu Ba'atzmai Tal Hashem was Mefarash by himself. Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, that they weren't Mevarach on the Torah before they learned the Torah." So Shai Gisari asks, "Brachas in general are the Takana of the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah." So how is it possible that Amal of the Aretz, by the first Churban, which is before the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, that there were nenesh for not making brachas? If brachas were instituted yet, there was no brachas yet, because brachas only started from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. So how did the Churban Rishon, the of the Aretz, come from not making a bracha on the Torah? Therefore, the Shagasari says, we see from here a raya like the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. Remoshin Archaim Chelik Beis and Megimel wants to answer the Rambam, and he says, Punk Fakarat, the Mashmois is like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Because the Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, so why Taka didn't they make it? And they should have known what the very they did was. What was the big question? Amal of the Aretz. But Remoshin says a Chiddush that even though Birchas HaTorah, even though brachas in general are not obligated from the Torah, that means that's just that there's no obligation to say them from the Torah. But the ability to make brachas, if one wants on a mitzvah, is something in the Torah. And he brings a pasuk in Shmuel that the pasuk says, "Hu yibarech es hazevach." Rashi over there says, "Asher kishan toitzer tzivanu achil konshim zvachim," that they're making a bracha on the eating of karbanos, which is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Ramosha asks, that the Chor brachas is at the kind of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, how is Shmuel making a bracha on the eating of karbanos? So he says, we see from here that mitzvahs had brachas to them. Just one was not obligated to make a bracha. Somebody made a bracha on a mitzvah that was chashav by him, a mitzvah that came mizman lezman, he had an excitement, a chashivas on this mitzvah, he made a bracha on it. So in general, they made brachas on mitzvahs that they weren't zeicha to do daily. They came periodically, like achilas kachim, maybe shayfar, lulav, but not on daily brachas. Torah, because of its chashivas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manning, it should have been so chashiv to them that even though they had it daily, they should still make a bracha on it. B'chol yomiyah b'nech chadashim, always it should have a new chashivas to you. It should always have a new importance to you. And therefore, even though somebody's not obligated to make a bracha on it, because there's no obligation to make a birchas hamitzvahs, till Anshe Knesset HaGdolah came wrong, But for the fact that they didn't make it, even though they could have made it, shows that it was lacking in their chashivus to the Torah, as we're trying to explain in the Gemara, and therefore they didn't make a bracha on it. Reb Shlomo Shlomo Hirsch in his Akdama to Birchas HaTorah adds to this of the fact that the bracha shows the chashivus of the Torah, and that's what we have to have, the proper chashivus within the Torah. He adds this and he says, HaBracha Kaidim L'Limar HaTorah, the bracha before L'Limar HaTorah, Hein Tersha B'Ktzav, Hein Tersha B'Apel, whether it's Tersha B'Ktzav, whether it's Tersha B'Apel, He, Ulai, it is HaChashubash of Brachas, the most chashiv of the Brachas. K'shem Shenachinu, just like it is correct, Shalim HaTorah Hu T'nai HaRishon, L'Limar HaTorah is the first foundation, fundamental, Shein B'Lod of the Kuma. There is nothing without it. Kein so too, Lo Yachas He, it is equally important, be'ezer ruach, which way, mitach ezer akara, al erkev yudo, that a person has to acknowledge the importance, unalayim the naisa, of the way that we are learning the Torah. V'gam, and also, ma'ya megmal, shabalim l'negeneinav, what is the purpose of the limud, opposite his eyes. Rak and only kashir meroish nasim alibenu, that before we learn, we put on our hearts. And then, we don't learn the Torah chas v'sholom like any other chokhmah, just a wisdom to acknowledge. But it's Torah min ha-shamayim. Ketorah shenit lo lana mipi ha-gvura, like we have to learn, like it's the Torah that was given us mipi ha-gvura, amanas, and condition, liyotzer machshavis, to create our thoughts, chushas, achlotis, our convictions, our wantings, dibur, umaisim, ritzuyim la-Hashem. Our words and our actions, that they should be rotzi for Hashem. Kedei la'atzav kocheyenu la'avodas Hashem. To make a path that all our life should be set forth for avodas Hashem. And if we go to with Torah, with such a tzugang, with such an approach, rak oz, only then, navi la'karo, ulchayim rechayim karoi lefnei Hashem. Then we will come to realize and to live the proper way before Hashem. But, says the Sham Shalva Hirsch, if we don't learn it like that, so the Torah will not bring us to this, and not only that, chas v'shalom, a person could come to what Chazal say, loy zachal nas loy sam hamavis. So says the Sham Shalva Hirsch, that's what we're saying in the bracha. Asher k'dishanam v'tzlois v'tzivanam asik b'divei Torah, we're saying that the Torah should be mekadosh us, that we should learn it with the proper mindset, proper perspectives. When we learn the Torah with the proper mindset, that it's going to be the beacon of light, that's going to shine forth in our entire lives, to illuminate for us the way we should be living, the way we should be acting, the way we should be thinking and talking, and we will use it to show us the ways that we're supposed to live our lives, our actions, our words, and even our thoughts, then the Torah will play its proper role and will bring us to serve Hashem properly. Not like the pashtus of the Gemara, but a pidrush. We can explain with these words of Sham Shofar Hirsch, a Gemara that simply is a Gemara Mukshamoy. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Tafid Aleph from the Beis, that the Gemara says, Ashayla, what brach you make for Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Mai Mevarach. So first it brings from Yehuda and Shmuel that you make the bracha Hashem Kishalom Tzayis HaVitzivanu. Last, it would be the Vesayro. Then, Rav Yoichanan said, Hai Rav Noah Hashem Lekeinu. Rav Nuna said, Asher Bracha Abonim Mikolam V'Nas Lama Toyotze. After Rav Nuna's memory of which bracha to say, if he argues so, Rav Nuna says, Amr Rav Nuna Zuhi Me'ulush of Brachas. This bracha Asher Bracha Abonim is the Me'ulah, the best of the brachas. And we'll explain in later shurim why that is. Hilkach the minu l'kulu. Therefore, we should say all the brachas. So the Mefarshim asks two questions. Number one, if Nuna's bracha, Asher Bracha Banu is the Me'ulah of brachas, so let's just say that bracha. Why is that a reason? Hilkach the minu l'kulu. Why is it a reason to say all the brachas? And also, usually machriya, somebody else is machriya and machlaikis. So to speak, it's not so befitting that Rav Nun said his own bracha, zuhi mulash and brachas. So the Rif has a different gears in the Gemara, and it says v'hadar Rav Nun mulash and brachas. Taka Rav Nun didn't say it about his own bracha, but the Gemara is saying about Rav Nun's bracha. But it's still Shver the other kasha. If that's the case, why do we say all of them? And also, what Shver is, the Fiyar Girso, what's Rav Nun doing, so to speak, giving himself a pat on the back and saying that his bracha is the best. And therefore, we should say all the brachas. But not the way the Rishonim or the Paiskim or Mazver, they're all learning Mulash of Brachas, Zuhi Mulash of Brachas going on Asher Bachabana that Rav Nun said. But the fear of Shamshon for Hirsch, Apidarecha Josh, and Josh, we could say maybe a different Pshat in this Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, Zuhi Mulash of Brachas. The Bracha Birchas HaTorah is the most Chosh of Brachas, meaning of all Birchas HaMitzvahs that a person makes, Birchas HaTorah is the Mulash of Brachas. As Shamshon for Hirsch says, it brings us to Akara of how we're supposed to learn Torah and how the Torah is supposed to set forth our lives, and each part of the Birchas HaTorah has this in it, as we will see going through the brachas. Therefore, says the Rav Nuna, it's befitting to say all of them, since the brachas of Birchas HaTorah are so chashuv. Now, the Machlokes Rishonim in Birchas HaTorah, if it's two brachas or three brachas, the question is Harav Na its own bracha, or it's V'Harav Na, it's a continuation of the previous bracha of Lasik V'Divrei Sarah. So if there are three brachas, the Rishonim explain, the reason there are three brachas is Keneged, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Asher K'tichantayis of Yitzvon of Lasik V'Divrei Sarah is Keneged Talmud. The Harav Na is Keneged, Harav Na is Keneged Mishnah. And Asher B'Chabonim Mikol Amim is Keneged Mikra. If there are two brachas, the Rishonim say either it's Keneged Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The Goyim adds that there's two mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah. There's the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah of Torah L'shem Limud HaTorah, and there's another mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, Torah to know the Torah. So Rav Tali Herz in his Siddur Hagra Apinigla on this term brings this as a pshat. Why we make two brachas al Birchas HaTorah? The reason we make two brachas is because there's two mitzvahs of Limud HaTorah. There's the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah of Yedias HaTorah and the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah of Limud HaTorah, and therefore we make two separate brachas. The Bach and Rav Moshe in a similar note say that the reason we make two brachas are one, a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Basically, the Reser is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Like all mitzvahs, we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And secondly, we make a bracha to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. As the Torah says, Moi Tzarf Li Zar, in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, it's a very harsh of a bracha. And then he explains, when we get to Asher Bracha Banu, that person should have in mind to thank Hashem for the Ma'amar Sinai. Because it's a Birchas HaShvach, the second bracha the Bach explains, he's coming to explain that the reason we make a second bracha is to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. Now we spoke about this three brachas. The first bracha is the bracha of Lasik with the Besara is going on Talmud. Now the Mepharshim explain why do we have Talmud first? Because that's the regular call of the Gemara. I did ask him a drasha chaviv alei, since it comes through drashas. The Talmud is drashas. And something that comes to Joshua's is chaviv, is a bzunder chavivus for and ask me with Joshua. Therefore, we put it first. Now, this bracha has 13 words in it. The Rekech explains the reason is because it's the bracha of Torah Shabbat Peh, and Torah Shabbat Peh is nidrash b'yud gimel midas atari nidrashes behem. There's 13 midas that we darshan. Talmud is 13 midas to it. Therefore, there's 13 words in this bracha. Now, we say in this bracha, Lasik B'Divrei Torah. So, simply, Lasik, the Rishonim explain, the Rebbe Yochar, the Chofetz Chaim also says a similar thing, that the reason it's called Lasik is because it has to be somebody's asik, it has to be his business, his geschäft, and he has to be fully engrossed, engaged in his business. In order to be matzliach in business, in his business of Torah, a person has to have this as a singular asik, as the Rambam tells us, Leiv me'ever ayam, v'hom alchem ibarius. But in order to be zayich et alim ha-Torah, to understand it properly, to be kind of it, the person has to be, this is his entire work, his entire focus. That's why it's called lasik b'divrei Torah. The asik refers to Talmud, which needs the harvanya of the Yud Gimel Midas. The Taz says it also refers that the sin and the samach are interchangeable. It refers to asik and fighting like the bear of Yitzchak. Because to learn Torah, a person sometimes has to fight his Yitzhar. There's many things going on that could distract him. A person can be tired and he cannot want to learn. Therefore, we say lasik b'divrei Torah, that a person has to fight himself to learn Torah. Now, divrei, the word divrei was divreim. Hadvarim. Hadvarim refers to in Chazal, Torah Shavah Peh. And the Mepharshim explained that's why we say this Lashon and this Bracha, because it's referring to Torah Shavah Peh, Talmud, and therefore we say divrei Torah. The second bracha is the bracha of Hariv Na, which refers to Mishnah, if it's a second bracha, or it's a continuation of the first bracha. So there's a Meridic question here. Torah, Chazal tell us, is Misuka Midvash, V'Nefes Tufim. Torah is sweet. Why do we have to darshan that it's sweet? That it should be sweet in our mouths. No one ever asks that sugar should be sweet, honey should be sweet. You don't have to daven that should be sweet. It is sweet. So why do we have to daven that Torah should be sweet? So there's a few possible answers on this. One Torah, which is alluded to slightly in the Yavetz, there's a Gemara that says, Kol Yimei Ani Royim. Rava says it's referring to Bali Mishnah. Because in Bali Mishnah, they can't fully understand the Mishnah. You can't pass him from Mishnah. You don't fully understand the Mishnah. There's no reasons to the Mishnah. A lot of times you need Chesurim Mechsuras. You need the Talmud to explain the Mishnah, the Stiris HaMishnah Ayas. There's many things that the Mishnah doesn't have. So the Sipuk of the understanding of the Torah and the ability to know Masuke Shemaitz Aliba de Hochsa, the Bali Mishnah don't have. Therefore, it's Kol Yimei Ani Royim. So therefore, we say that this bracha is connected to Mishnah. V'harav na Hashem Akenius Divrei Sayroscha Befinu. Because Mishnah by itself does not have this Geshmakai, but as the Gemara tells us, it's Kol Yimei Ani Royim because it doesn't have this feeling of accomplishment and the understanding always. Therefore, we need a daven that should be sweet for us. Rav Shimon Schwab, Alpi the Taz, says that it's not referring to all cases that we need a daven that should be sweet. But the times that a person has to fight himself to learn, then we're asking that those times it should be sweet for us. We just finished saying last week with the retard that we're going to fight our Yitzhara, our tiredness, our weakness to learn Torah. So we're davening that at those points it should be sweet for us, even though we have to fight to learn. It shouldn't be bitter, but it should be sweet for us. I heard from my Shver B'Shem, the Sklana Rabbah, that the Sklana Rabbah said a Mari the Kipshat. We say it's Divrei Sayroscha B'Finu. Why do we say it should be sweet in our mouth? Because true, Torah is Masuka Midvash. Torah is very sweet. But the problem is, in our mouths it might not be sweet. Mashal Ma'adar V'Daima, if a person takes pepper or mud and he puts it in his mouth, and he has it in his mouth still, he can eat the most sweet things in the world, they won't taste sweet for him. So we, imperfect people, we do have eretz. We have the dirt, the pepper, the bitter things in our mouth. So the Torah in its own entity is sweet. But from the fact that we do things that put a bitter taste in our mouth, we won't be able to taste the sweetness of the Torah. Therefore, we daven to Hashem, v'harav na Hashem l'kenes divrei sayroscha. From the Rishonim, I understood another pshat, that it's going weiter. We say the next words, v'ni anachnu v'tetzeinu, we're davening for our children, for our future daras. So true, the Torah is sweet, but there's the Torah's sweetness in its own right, and there's the amount the person enjoys it. So if Torah would only be sweet in its own right, that might necessarily relate to future generations, because they might not appreciate the sweetness, they might want something else. But we're davening that the geshmak that we have for Torah should be something that's a part of us, and therefore it should go be Yerusha to our future generations. The Rebbe Yochai says a different shot in the word Hariv. He says, V'hariv doesn't mean that it should be sweet, but it comes from a little lashon of Ariv, of a guarantor, an Arvus, a Bitachin. The Torah is the Bitachin of Klal Yisrael. It's the guarantor of Klal Yisrael. We're davening to Hashem, V'hariv, no, that this should be, please, our Bitachin Hashem Lekeinu. What should it be? Our Bitachin is Divi Seiratzcha Befinu V'yas Amcha Be'Yisrael. This should be the guarantor for the continuity, for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, that they should be proper and they should continue properly. That's what we're davening for when we say V'hariv, no, that the Torah should be the Bitachin, the guarantor of Klal Yisrael.